Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hit. Sir Elton and his biggest hit, Candle in the Wind, on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sammy H here. It's a subject near and dear to us. Beautiful High Park, Toronto's largest urban green space with its natural trails, wildlife, Grenadier Pond, High Park Zoo, Colburn Lodge Museum, the world-famous Cherry Blossoms, Adventure Playground, sports facilities, the swimming pool, the splash pad, Grenadier Cafe. It just goes on and on. High Park is supposed to be for everyone. Then Toronto City Council voted to close the park to vehicles on weekends and holidays, essentially cutting off access for those with disabilities and mobility issues, for seniors, and for young families, too. A rally to return full access to the park for everyone is set for tomorrow. Diane Buckle, High Park resident, rally organizer, and creator of the Change.org petition, High Park Access for All, joined us with an update.
Yeah, thank you. I think you said everything.
Oh, there's lots to talk about.
Diane, for people who are just learning for the first time about High Park Access for All, your message is not so much pro-car as it is pro-mobility, right?
It's totally pro-mobility, pro-access. They've shut out people who have disabilities or are aged. The demographics of people who use the park were retired people, families with young children, and a lot of people who just like a quiet time in the park. And it's the only way they can find it, but they can't necessarily walk 3 or 4 kilometres to do that, which you do have to now. And so the demographics of the park have changed. On weekends, it's quite busy, but it's joggers, runners, cyclists, fewer families, and you don't see many aged or disabled people there.
Right. You know, and it only takes one twist of an ankle or some other injury that prevents us all from moving. So it's not like we're targeting a specific group. It's anybody has the potential to have mobility issues. And what a shame that we can't access a park that is so loved and so gorgeous. You've got like 16,000 signatures. Is that not moving the needle at all at City Hall?
We're not hearing from anybody at City Hall. We get, you know, the standard, we got your email response, and that's it. We've invited the mayor, we've invited councillors. They won't come. They just don't seem to want to talk about it. And it's very disheartening, but we're having a rally, as you said, this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Bloor Gates, and we'll have a walk around the park at noon. And I think we should get a good showing. The weather's supposed to be good. People can go off and enjoy the park afterwards if they can walk enough to enjoy it.
Right.
So what kind of stories are you hearing from people who've not been able to access the park since the City Hall decision on the weekends?
I hear every day because I'm down collecting signatures in the park, and I very rarely have anybody who comes up and tells me they think it's a good idea to close the park. And we're losing a lot of people, especially from places. People come from all over the world to visit High Park and all over the city and the province. But a lot of people come from Etobicoke, and they say they won't come back because they've taken 360 parking spaces out of the park. So even on the weekdays when you can drive in, you can't find anywhere to park. Mm. There's no parking left. So they just drive away in disgust, and they say they won't come back. I hear that all the time. I hear so many people say, I can't bring my mother here anymore. It's too difficult to get in on weekends. The restaurant used to be packed on weekends. Now it's empty because it's a family restaurant, and it's family trips to the zoo, to the Adventure Playground. I was talking to a lovely lady yesterday who said, she was parked down by the zoo going to the Adventure Playground with her child, and she said she can't use the splash pad, which is up by the main gate, because it's a steep hill and over a kilometre walk.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. Maybe they need some sort of motorized access inside the park, like those little mini trains that you can get on and they can take you from point A to point B, much like the Zoomobile at the zoo, right? I mean, there's got to be some way to move people around. And I know you'll get close to it, Diane, and you will resolve this. Let's very quickly give people the information for the rally again so we can get as many folks out there as possible this Saturday.
It's this Saturday, June the 1st. We're meeting at the Bloor Gate. And it's at 11 o'clock, and at noon we'll be walking around the park. And we'd like to see everybody come out disabled as well as abled, and come and enjoy the park and be there. There's lots of benches they can sit on if they can't walk far when they get there, and bring a sign.
And in the meantime, add your name to the petition.
Haven't signed up yet? Please do.
Yeah, High Park Access for All. Just Google it and you'll find the petition.
Right, on change.org. Diane Buckle, High Park resident, supporter, and the creator of the change.org petition, High Park Access for Everyone. You have the support of everyone here at Zoomer Radio and Zoomer Media. Good luck. Keep going, Diane.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And let's check the drive-in.